the August 2nd, 1992 edition of our installment of Radio Free America 37 goes into the Bogdan-Stashinsky connection at great length. Thomas Dodd, also the author of the 1968 U.S. Gun Control Act, which according to firearms publications and also some right-wing literature, was modeled very closely on the Nazi Weapons Control Act of 1938, something that I have yet to see debunked. My German language skills are not sufficient to see whether the passages are indeed precisely translated as advocated. So I'm not endorsing, nor am I dumping on the viewpoint expressed in right-wing and firearms publications literature, but I certainly think it needs to be researched, and it may very well be accurate. We noted, again, the connecting very strong possibilities of connecting links between Lee Harvey Oswald's work in ordering guns and research being done by the Dodd Committee. I'm not going to go into that this evening. We went into it at great length in the previous installment of The Seeds of Nuremberg. What I am going to do is to include a short section that I forgot from. I simply left it out. The second installment, recall, was one that I did when I had a nasty cold. I was very much under the weather, and so flying on one wing, or flying on one engine, so to speak, and I simply forgot this particular item. In addition to, quite possibly, Lee Harvey Oswald, another person who worked with the Dodd Subcommittee and another connecting link to the world of American political assassinations was former LAPD officer and, according to many sources, a former U.S. intelligence operative named Manuel Pena, one of the key operatives with Special Unit Senator. That it was the LAPD body put together to, quote, investigate, unquote, the assassination of Robert Kennedy. Many critics feel that it actually served to cover up the assassination of Robert Kennedy. We're going to take a look at Pena and his connections to the work of the Dodd Subcommittee in the book Deep Politics and the Death of JFK. This is authored by the brilliant researcher Peter Dale Scott of the University of California at Berkeley, an individual, as I've said before and will say again, merits serious consideration as the foremost political consciousness in this country. This is a very important book, one that I think is essential. It's also, however, is a deeply, deeply flawed book, one which leaves out many of the most important connections, including many of the ones that I'm focusing on in this Seeds of Nuremberg program, I should say, of Manuel Pena and his connections to not only the Dodd Subcommittee, but also to the investigation into where Lee Harvey Oswald got the scope for his Mannlicher Carcano, Peter Dale Scott writes as follows. Manuel Pena, the Los Angeles police lieutenant who was one of the pivotal officers in the LAPD investigation of the RFK case, had a federal intelligence background. According to his own brother, he had worked with the CIA. He had also worked, along with the Dodd Subcommittee, in the investigation of interstate firearm sales at the time of Oswald's, or, quote, Hiddell's, unquote, purchase of a revolver from a Los Angeles gun shop. After John F. Kennedy was killed, it was Pena who traced the telescopic sight on the Mannlicher Carcano to another California gun shop. So again, I ask the question of just how far back the possible disarming of the American population was envisioned. I'm not saying that it was envisioned as far back as the 60s when our assassinations were occurring, but I hold open the possibility that it may have been, because there were forces, as James Stewart Martin noted so accurately, that had long envisioned fascism coming to America. They wanted it, and at some point, as a calm judgment of business necessity, they will bring it to America, barring drastic changes. And again, the information about Pena, his work with the Dodd Committee, and his work investigating Lee Harvey Oswald, quote, Lee Harvey Oswald's, unquote, guns, is one that I think needs to be very seriously considered as one evaluates the apparent role of the intelligence community and fascist elements in the gun control movement. And again, I cite for those who find my questioning of the gun controls movement to be distasteful or view me as a gun nut or a white right-winger, I'm neither. Simply note Switzerland, where every able-bodied male, possibly even up to the age of 60, certainly the middle 40s, has to serve in the military. They'd serve a period of active service. They remain in the reserves, and every able-bodied male in that country keeps his military weapon in his home loaded. That's a military-style rifle with selective fire, fully or semi-automatic fire. They don't have a high crime rate there. Guns do not produce crime. Socioeconomic factors produce crime. And I note the disarming of the American population in conjunction, again, with things like the Hanta virus, draconian laws meant to take away people's civil liberties, martial law, contingency plans on the books, and our precarious international financial situation. And I am afraid that they may very well be connected. And when I saw the column by Benjamin Schwartz, again, May 23rd, 1994, 14 years to the day after I did the Uncle Sam and the Swastika broadcast, it chilled me because it indicated to me that my worst fears may very well be realized. And this concludes the prepared portion of tonight's program. This is Dave Emery thanking all the listeners for their contributions and encouraging them to tune in again to the next broadcast. Until then, take care.